We're pleased to have the administrator of the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration. They got to shorten that name. Larry Mitchell, and also the deputy administrator, Susan Keith. And Larry, if you just want to introduce yourself, give a little background.
Sure. Be very informal this morning. We'll probably spend most of our time doing questions and answers if you'd like to. But I am Larry Mitchell. I am the administrator of the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Act. Of course, many of you will recall when they created the Farm Service Agency back in the mid-90s by combining components of the old ASCS and Farmers Home. Same legislation established this agency from two agencies with a long heritage of protecting livestock, poultry, and animal producers, along with grain inspection, where we set the standards for U.S. grain weights, measures, as well as we inspect all grain that is exported from this country. Personally, I used to farm in Texas. I actually farmed directly between Dallas and Fort Worth when there was still a lot of agriculture there. I actually served on the co-op board of the last cotton gin there, but raised cotton, corn, wheat, oats, and grain sorghum, and I've been in Washington, D.C. for just almost a quarter century in various capacities, and glad to be here. I think I'll introduce Susan Keith, and then we can do some questions and answers. But Susan started with us just a few months ago. We're very tickled to have her here, and, of course, previously served with Senator Harkin and an Iowa native, and she probably doesn't have my drawl. So, Susan?
Thank you. Yes, I started as the deputy administrator on the Packers and Stockyards side. It's been an interesting journey, and what I have said is I wish that I had had this experience a little earlier in my Washington career. It's been very valuable learning about the Department of Agriculture firsthand, and would have been so nice to have that experience to apply when I was working for the Senate Agriculture Committee and writing a couple of farm bills. So it's a pleasure, and I was telling Audrey that even though I worked for Senator Harkin for a number of years on the Senate Ag Committee, I did not make it out here to Pork Expo. So I certainly had been to the state fair numerous times, starting as a child when our family used to come and camp and spend a long weekend at the state fair. But this is my first time to the expo, so I'm kind of excited this morning to get a look around and see how things are going. And I guess the other thing I would say is that one thing I have learned is that the pork side of the business seems to be a little quieter than some of the rogue cowboys we have as cattle dealers and the issues we have in the poultry industry.
Right. Any questions? Yes, ma'am. Well, probably the biggest challenge for all of agriculture right now is the passage of the Food, Farm, and Jobs Act. And my hat's off to Chairwoman Stabenow, who, if I'm not mistaken, right now they're doing the cloture vote. I don't know if it's passed yet. Maybe somebody here knows. But, yeah, got fingers crossed up there in the stands. Hopefully we'll have a Senate version next week. I think that's probably the biggest challenge for agriculture as a whole right now, to ensure that we do have the policies and the programs in place to help not only the swine industry but also all of agriculture. But I think also if you are segregated into raising only hogs, lack of diversity a lot of times is not a bad thing, but the challenges we may have with this late corn crop. What to expect on feed prices and what do we see around the bend, not as a hog producer. I've raised hogs usually with a fork or a bun, but I wouldn't know personally exactly what you're going to face over the next 12 or 18 months, but I do know that there's a lot of anxiety about the size of this this current feed crop. Well, we did last year, and certain provisions were reinstated. I think that's a huge challenge for producers and rural communities. They really don't know what to expect over the next several years on farm policy. It's I've always thought it a real challenge for those of us that take a 40-year mortgage on a farm, waiting on those with a 2-year commitment in Congress to pass what our livelihood's going to look like in about 18 months. So I think the certainty of it is critical that we get it, but it's not the end of the world. We dealt with it this last year. Our agency in particular doesn't, hopefully we don't even have any provisions in this farm bill. There are no provisions that impact our agency in the Senate bill at this time. But I just have to speak more generally. There are certain things that are not in the farm bill that are a little more permanent in stature, and crop insurance is one of those things. So there's a bit of certainty there. It will impact how we plan or how we can't plan.
And I would just say, I did say we have fewer issues with in the swine sector, but we do have concerns about price discovery for the independent producers in the country. That probably on the swine side is one of our biggest concerns, is that with a very thin market, it's really hard to assure that there's a legitimate price discovery, and that's a concern. And then how those prices that then become part of a contract formula, that those are fair and determined in a manner that is justified. So that's probably one of our issues that we kind of look at. That and feed prices, of course, because we all know we haven't really figured out how to feed ethanol byproducts to swine, and that it's changed the dynamic of producing swine in the United States, and we understand that. And of course, we also understand that there are all kinds of environmental considerations and a lot of factors. But from our side, as we're looking at it and our responsibilities with swine contracts, it's that price discovery that probably has us questioning the most and wanting to look more closely. We can't require what formulas go into a contract, but we do make the contracts available on the swine side. We have a library of swine contracts that are available on the internet, so that if there was someone who was creative to come up with some other formula or other factors in a formula, that there, everybody would have access to that and could say, you know, so a grower could say, no, you know, this is probably a fairer way. It's certainly, you know, it's been an issue. We've got an investigation going on in our Western Region office on lamb prices. Again, a thin market. Questions about whether or not, why that meat price was so different, or I'm sorry, the lamb price was so different than the cutout price for lamb. And looking at some of those issues. So that's one of the things that the Packers and Stockyards program does, is look at the, investigate whether there's something going on in terms of price manipulation. But we know the futures market is used in some of the contracts, and there can be, you know, those can, you know, we work with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, looking at some of the information at the same time. But it's a, that's thin market is an issue for producers, and we understand that.
Any of you catch the Secretary's remarks yesterday at the National Press Club? Agriculture's challenges with climate change. I'm sure it's available. Streaming is something you may want to check out when you have some time. I know you're busy today. It wasn't something that we worked on directly. Our agency, of course, was facing similar challenges as well. And I've got to commend our field staff. They worked very hard. We cut a lot of corners. We're going to avoid sequestration this year, or furloughs this year. But meat inspectors, you always hear how the department is somewhat compartmentalized. That was a headache for one of our colleagues, honestly. We really didn't have any say in that. So,
frankly, it was the agencies that had, most agencies in the federal government had, sequestration's not our first year of cuts. And people have managed with attrition. Some of it encouraged, and I think with the Food Safety Inspection Service, they needed the inspectors. So attrition wasn't really an option. That's right. Why they were in a different position when it came to this third year of budget cuts, that they have to have the people in the plants, and they couldn't say, you know, they weren't in a position to let positions go on field. And that's what other agencies did that weren't like GPSA, that aren't looking at furloughs, that they had just our staff is smaller than it was 3 years ago.
Right. Although we do have similar challenges in that our agency, nor does their agency, do any grants, loans, conservation programs. We're all about people. And about 83% of our budget is for the people that do the work out there for you. About another 7 to 9% is mission critical travel. So there's a very small part of our budget that we have much control over at all. But I know it was the same with federal meat inspectors. So it is a challenge. But like I say, our people stepped up and did the job. Outstanding.
And then now if we can just get through the House.
Well, that's another story. One step at a time.
So, yeah, I hope we don't have to brush up on permanent law again. I know that FSA is dealing with that.
And wants to revert back to what's the date of the grant?
38 to 49 acts. And actually, they're already implementing just the very fringes of it, because last May and this May, the Secretary had to put out an announcement on the fact that we wouldn't have any wheat quotas. So that's sort of the precursor. But I don't think we will be going back to that. So it sort of gets back to your question, is we don't have, there is a farm bill there. I'm not sure it's going to be very easy to implement, and I'm not sure how it would treat various sections of agriculture today.
And I guess I would just say on the market, I was going to say 4%. We've seen the cash market be as thin as 4% in pork, haven't we?
Lower.
Yeah. So 92 is probably what's left, what's actually going through a cash sales is like 4% or less of the pork sales. So pretty thin.